Thank you guys so much for coming to our community storytelling event. This is the fourth one of these that we've done. We've made it full circle, one per season for a whole year. Thank you. Give another round of applause too for The Lyric for hosting us this evening. Also, housekeeping. If you want to tell a story this evening, we have a slate of people who are going to come up, but we have one slot that is not filled, and it could be you. So put your name in the bucket, and we're going to draw one halfway through, and that person's going to come up and tell a story. And I have no idea what it is, but if you got a good one, on Fiasco, something where something goes really, really wrong in the best way, throw your name in the hat. So, how many people, is this the first storytelling event that they've been to? Show of hands. Okay, good, thank you. Wow, welcome. So the way this works is we're gonna have people come up to the mic and tell about a 10-minute story on the theme that we've chosen for this evening, which is fiasco, exclamation point. And you're gonna sit and enjoy the story. And if you wanna be the one who is the wild card, again, throw your name right in that bucket. Just to kind of set the tone, I'm gonna tell a short story, even though I'm the host, this is just what I get when I take the mic. I'm gonna tell you a quick story that fits into the theme, I think, you tell me. So I studied abroad in Australia when I was in college in Perth, on the west coast of Australia. And a couple friends, it was their birthday, and we decided to take a trip to this little island off the coast of Perth. It's called Rottnest Island. Has anybody ever heard of Rottnest Island? Nice. So if you've heard of Rottnest, you know why it's called that. It's because it was, I think, Dutch word for rat's nest. And the reason that they call it that is because there are these little creatures that live only on this island and nowhere else. They're called quokkas. And they look like a mix between a kangaroo and a rat. literally, you Google it after this, you'll be so impressed. So they hop, they're little marsupials, and they have a pouch, and they have a long rat tail, like hairless tail that comes off the back of them, the eucalyptus. And because there are no known predators on this island, they're super friendly. They come up to you, they want to eat out of your hand, they are like the cuddliest, friendliest little creatures. You guys are going to love that Google image search later because they just smile at you. It's so cute. So now you know the type of wildlife on Rottnest. Well, my friends and I rented a cabin, and we were partying a little bit, imbibing, but we started way too early. It was like right when we got there, around 4 o'clock in the evening, and we were there during the off season. It can kind of be like a spring break type place, but in other parts of the year, it's way low key. Only families, no one else is really kind of coming there to party. So we're imbibing, get to be about 10 o'clock in the evening, my crowd is like losing their minds, but the rest of the island is kind of sleepy, like having dinner on the porch sort of feeling. So this idea that pops out in our cabin spreads like wildfire. Someone says, "Let's go skinny dipping." And everyone's like, "Great idea." And now I should tell you that I had not been drinking because I had kind of a sore throat situation, not very good. So I decided not to partake that evening and was kind of the corraler of the folks who were having a really great time. So people are stripping clothes off as they run out the door because the ocean's right there. It's an island. There's water everywhere. So I'm kind of coming up behind, gathering the clothes that they're leaving there. they make it down to the water, have a great time, splishing, splashing, just like loving their life. And then we walk back, fully nude, not me, the rest of the crowd, walk back to the cabin. And as we're walking back, I'm noticing who we were passing on the way there. And it's, like I said, families sitting on their porches, like people turning their heads like this. Looking at us very scornfully, like, you're ruining my family vacation, you stupid Americans. So we get back to the cabin, everyone is in bed by probably midnight, sleeping soundly. I wake up the next morning feeling great because I had not been partaking in that situation. I decide to go for a bike ride. There's no cars on the island, so it's just bike trails everywhere. It's beautiful. So I got on my bike, went for a long bike ride. I get back to the cabin, and there's a ranger standing outside of our cabin, and all of my friends are standing in a semicircle around him, looking like kind of nervous. I'm like, oh God, what's going on? What's happening here? Well, I get up and quickly get up to speed that we have been accused of something. Someone had called up the ranger station and said, A, that there were a bunch of naked American college students running through the town, and B, that one of us had kicked a quokka over a fence. Now, all of the drunk friends were like, oh my God, did we do that? I wasn't that drunk, no way. I was the sober one of the crowd. I was like, none of us did that. I was the babysitter. I was the one who was keeping everyone together. What we think happened was one of the people who didn't really love what was going on with the skinny dipping and the streaking through town called up the ranger and was like, you know what, I'm gonna try and get these college students kicked off of this island for ruining my family vacation. So the ranger says, here's your choice. You can either confess and pay the fine, which is $10,000. Or you can gather up your belongings and leave on the next ferry. And so we conferred among us. We tried to mount a defense. Where's the body if we kicked a quokka? Oh my God, I forgot the best detail of the story. Reverse. The detail that the ranger had told us was that this witness had a really vivid memory of the whole account. Said someone in board shorts, which no one was wearing board shorts, had taken a running start and kicked the quokka over a fence 3 meters whilst saying, let's play quokka soccer. Which, good for them for like painting a really vivid picture that didn't actually happen. So my friends and I thought about trying to mount a defense. Didn't seem like it was probably gonna stick. So we gathered up our belongings, went down to the ferry. The ferries were full the rest of the day. So we go back to the ranger station, tell him what the situation is. He makes a few phone calls and he says, all right, go back down to the pier. We stand at the pier and out of nowhere, this boat that has the same logo as the ferry company, but it's like a speedboat version, pulls up. We all pile, he's like, are you the Americans? We're like, no, I'm the Americans. And he's like, all right, I'm here to take you back. So we get on, it's like that type of boat where they do donuts and they have ponchos and they must just use it to take terrible American college students off of the island when there's no other option. So we pile on, and turns out the guy was having a ton of fun. He did donuts the whole way back. We didn't even have to tip him, but we got a full like tour of the island. It was wonderful. Anyway, we made it back to the mainland, and we had a really great story to tell about how we got kicked off an island in Australia for allegedly kicking a quokka. Thank you.